Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Sister Mary Jeremiah Gillette, a contemplative nun in Lufkin, Texas, who teaches in their formation program. Her preaching is entitled, Becoming Good Soil.
A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Hear the parable of the sower. The seed sown on the path is the one who hears the word of the kingdom without understanding it, and the evil one comes and steals away what was sown in his heart. The seed sown on rocky ground is the one who hears the word and receives it at once with joy. But he has no root and lasts only for a time. When some tribulation or persecution comes because of the word, he immediately falls away. The seed sown among thorns is the one who hears the word, but then worldly anxiety and the lure of riches choke the word, and it bears no fruit. But the seed sown on rich soil is the one who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and yields 100 or 60 or 30-fold. The Gospel of the Lord. When our monastery was founded, the nuns originally planned to farm. Unfortunately, they quickly discovered that the soil here was poor for farming. Oh, it's beautifully green, but at a closer look, it is chiefly made up of those weeds and wild vegetation, burrs and thorns, as Jesus talked about. One of our nuns, though, was able to start a garden, and now, after 60 years of taking care of it, again, of doing a lot of composting and turning over crops and digging it up and aerating, the soil is very rich. Most of our soil is clay. It's kind of reddish, but this garden is black, rich soil. It is overwhelmingly good soil, and there's not a drop of chemical in it, so it's whatever is grown there is totally organic, just like Jesus was thinking of. But when the seed is the word of God, the yield should be 100-fold. That depends on the soil. We are the soil, and the outcome will reflect how open-heartedly we have accepted the word of God and put it into practice. We need to work hard to make this soil of our hearts docile to the action of the Holy Spirit. But how can we do this? We can't mulch our hearts or get compost. One way to do it is to put into effect all the four pillars of the Dominican family. These four pillars are prayer, study, community, and ministry or apostolate, outreach. So we prepare to be rich soil by opening ourselves to God each moment, bringing all our needs to Him, seeking His will each moment so that we are truly praying unceasingly and being obedient to that will, obedient to the demands of our state of life, putting ourselves in God's presence, attending the Eucharist and doing all our duties of prayer. Then the second pillar is study. We prepare our rich soil of our heart by learning about the virtues so that we can start practicing them, learning the teachings of the church, studying the catechism, studying the teaching of St. Thomas, studying deeply the scriptures so that we know the word The third pillar is community. Once, as we study the things of God and pray over them, then we put them into practice with those with whom we live. Our basic community, whether it's a community of religious, a family, or if we're single, the community of those we work with or those we relax with, our friends. And finally, in our ministry or apostolate, all we do is extend our community to the greater society of practicing virtue, sharing the word, living according to the teachings of Christ. The word humility, as you probably know, comes from the word, Latin word humus, which is dirt, good soil. So as we grow in humility and all the virtues, we become that rich soil. So let our prayer be that our hearts yield 100-fold in receiving the word of God. Amen.